Hello and welcome to Spacecast. I guess actually I should say welcome back to Spacecast. It's been quite a while, but we're certainly glad to be back here again. I'm Doc Julin, and of course sitting right next to me is my co-host, Cyber Carl.
Hello.
Carl, how have you been doing during this extended break from Spacecast?
I've been just great, Doug.
Doug.
And what have you been up to, Doug?
Well, I've been pretty busy myself. I've been in the recording studio recently. I've been writing a lot of new stuff and rehearsing it. I spent a lot of time earlier this year out on the road. We went all over the country. We went out out east a couple of times. We were out west, and we had some interesting experience.
Gosh, that must be fun for you, Doug. I have been busy too, working on a number of projects, including one that's very near and dear to my heart.
Oh, well, gee, what's that project, Carl?
I recently conceived, wrote, produced, starred in, and directed my one-man play, or should I say, my one robot play, about the life of a true American hero, Mark Twain.
Wow, well, he's certainly a worthy subject matter, and a one robot play is a very ambitious goal.
Yes, it's called Riverboat, and I premiered it last week over at the New College in town.
The New College? I wasn't aware that there was a New College in town.
Yes, it's called the Joanne Kinder College, over on Route 9, in the strip mall, in between the off-track bedding place and the guy where we get the good gyros.
No, Carl, I think you mean Joanne's Kinder College. It's like a preschool for five-year-olds, you know, with naps and stuff like that.
Oh, I thought the freshmen looked incredibly young. Anyway, I did the show, and the kids had a ride.
Oh, well, if they liked the show, that's terrific. I didn't realize that kids that young knew about Mark Twain.
No, I mean, they had a ride. They ripped up the snack room because they hated the play so much.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, that's too bad.
It's okay. They gave me some grade notes, and I am tweaking the second act a little.
Okay, that's good.
I brought along a clip, if you'd like to hear it.
I'd love to hear it, Carl, and I'm sure everybody else would love to hear your one robot show dedicated to the life of Mark Twain. So, everybody, here it is. This is a clip from Carl's new play about Mark Twain. It's called Riverboat. Enjoy.
I say, it's quite a lovely day out here, yonder on this old riverboat. The old Mississippi River is rolling on, in a big, muddy fashion. I wonder how it got so brown. Do you know, stranger? I am out here waxing my bushy mustache in the hot sunshine. How do you like my white suit? It's very modern, don't you think? I bought it in Ohio for $9. It's lucky that I should meet you out here on this riverboat. I was just taking a break from my infernal typewriter. You see, I'm a writer of hilarious stories. Stories that people will be reading for hundreds of years. No, not because they are long stories, because they are good stories. I have been writing my latest short story, which is called The Funny Little Frog That Drank Whiskey and Jumped All Over the Place and Then Shot a Gun and Played Cards with an Indian. But every once in a while, I have to step out on this beautiful riverboat and watch the Mississippi River rolling by. Do you mind if I light up this cigar? You don't? Well, much obliged, stranger. I have to warn you that it smells an awful lot like horse manure. That is because it is made mainly out of horse manure, plus some normal tobacco, too. My grandmother makes these and sells them in fancy hotel gift shops. Would you like one? Are you sure? I have plenty of extras. I insist, please take one. They're a little damp. Here you go, stranger. I say. My name, stranger. My name is Mark Twain, the famous writer who wore a white suit all the time and smoked horse manure cigars. And what's yours? Oh, that's a very nice name. What is that, German? Oh, it's Finnish. Is that the same as German? That's from Europe, right? Germany? I think that's Europe, right? Or is it Russia? It doesn't matter. It's a lovely name. And the way you pronounce it is wonderful. Isn't this Mississippi River the most gorgeous thing you ever saw? Doesn't that brown water look delicious? Say, stranger, I bet you don't happen to know what the word Mississippi means in its native Shawnee Indian language, do you? You don't? Oh, consarn it. I was hoping you would know. I need the answer for a crossword puzzle I am working on. 8 letters, starts with B. I think maybe A-W at the end. Nothing. Okay, if you figure it out, please let me know. It's got me stumped. But I will let you in on a little secret, stranger. I am a little drunk right now. Are you going to smoke that cigar? Oh, saving it for later. Okay, it's really good. But remember about the horse manure smell. Make sure you open a window. And use a rubber glove for your smoking hand. And don't smoke it around pregnant ladies. Or pregnant horses, for that matter. I'll say. Anyway, just look at that awesome brown river. The mighty Mississippi River. Oh my god. I just saw a dead body floating by. Look. Can you see it? Oh, Jesus. I just totally saw a dead body. I swear. It was so gross. Oh my god. That is disgusting. I am going to be sick. We have to telephone the police. Jesus. That grossed me out. You could totally see the guy's stomach and hands. There's a dead body in the river. Oh wait. Hold on a second. It's just a seal. A funny, silly seal, swimming by. I thought it was a dead human body. Ha, ha, ha. I was pretty scared there for a second. Ha ha ha. But you should have seen your face. You were freaked out. Come on. Admit it, you were. You totally thought it was a dead body floating by. Dude. That was freaking weird. I totally thought I was going to Ralph for a second there. Come on, let's have a whiskey, stranger. I say. Seriously, if you're not going to smoke that cigar, let me have it back. Those are $3 each.
Well, I gotta say, Carl, that's certainly a unique approach to the life of Mark Twain. I didn't realize that he had such low standards when it came to cigars. I'm interested. Can I ask you how actually you went about the research for the play?
As a robot, I have a built-in internet connection, and I bookmarked Wikipedia.
Oh, okay, obviously. Sure.
Then the rest of it, I just kind of interpreted based on what I'd read.
Okay, so you have you read a lot of Mark Twain?
No. But I've read a lot of references to his writing by other people, and he sounds pretty awesome.
I see. So not a lot of actual devotion to historical fact, but just some stuff that you kind of put together so you thought it might entertain some five-year-olds.
Yes, and I think all the feedback will help me focus on my next show.
I see. And what's the next show all about?
I am going to book some dates at senior citizens' homes and perform a 3-hour musical history of gangsta rap.
Well, it sounds like another great idea, Carl, and I can't wait to hear all about that one.
Word up.
That's going to do it, I think, for this episode of Spacecast. This is Dog Julin along with Cyber Carl.
Hello.
And thank you very much for listening. Thanks for waiting so patiently for the return of Spacecast. We'll be back again just as soon as we can. And until then, take care and goodbye.
This edition of Spacecast has been brought to you by the makers of McArdle's Baby Steamers. Babies sparkle like new after just one steam cleaning from a McArdle's Baby Steamer. And you can say goodbye to those troublesome baby wrinkles, too. So pick up a hard-working McArdle's Baby Steamer from your local hardware store or baby supply store, and give your baby a sparkling steam cleaning, right in your own home.